Joined by intrepid explorer and avid naturalist Brian Keating. How are you doing today?
Excellent, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad. You're going to be in Canmore on Friday night to do a presentation at the Canmore Collegiate High School called Going High. Now, you've spent the last four decades or so exploring about 50 countries on every continent of the world. I want to know what drives your passion for travel and nature.
You know, Rob, I started birdwatching when I was 12 years old, and that gave me the excuse to get outside and go and explore and allowed me to develop an interest in natural history. And I then followed that up with a career working at the zoo for 30 years, and for half that time I was in charge of their education program, and the latter half I was in charge of their conservation program, which meant that I traveled the world and looked for good conservation investments and followed up by raising the money and funding many of those. And that really put me in touch with what I really love, and I love getting out and exploring and discovering.
Let's talk about the presentation, Going High. Can you give a few highlights what you'll be detailing for us on Friday night?
Well, a number of years ago, we had the opportunity to go and look for snow leopards in the Himalaya, and it was successful beyond your wildest imagination. We actually watched a snow leopard on the kill. That's one of the Going High locations. We were between 12 and 15,000 feet for the full 2 weeks in March. And a place that I've been exploring for the last number of years is Ethiopia. And I just returned 2 weeks ago from a trip into Ethiopia. We went way up into the northern part of the country, just below the border with Eritrea. And we hiked in some of the best eye candy landscapes you can imagine. If you've ever been to Sedona, Arizona, just imagine Sedona on steroids. It was absolutely amazing. And I just finished editing some video that I shot that I'll be showing that night. And then the last adventure, I'm going to take people up into the high mountains of the Cordilla Blanca, which are the big mountains in Peru. And I may include a couple of others in there as well, but for now, that's the outline of the program.
It sounds like the audience can expect some pretty impressive visuals at this presentation.
I started with my single-lens reflex camera when I was 12 years old. That's when I got my first camera, which was a real clunker. And then I evolved into all kinds of other cameras, but I started working with video when video cameras became small enough to carry on my mountaineering trips. And I've shot many segments for Discovery Television, and I'm working on a series now for National Geographic and other media outlets. So video has become a bit of a passion. I still enjoy still photography, but the evening is going to be a series of video segments that I'll be live narrating in front of a group.
What do you hope the audience gets out of Going High?
I just want people to be passionate about the outdoors. I came across an article on the front page of the Globe and Mail about 15 years ago, lower right-hand corner, an article that said people my age, I'm 60, when we were kids, we spent 80% of our unstructured playtime outside messing around in the woods, in the mountains, in the hills. That statistic is now 5% for kids. So we have a big problem. When those kids grow up and they're in the power positions of tomorrow, making decisions about our environmental responsibilities, if they don't have that love of nature, if they don't have that passion for being outside, we're going to be in big trouble.
In all your decades of work and being around all these animals, is there anything you've learned from the animals that has inspired you to be a better human being?
What wild creatures teach us is a level of humility. We are merely a part of this planet. And I tell kids that really all we are as human beings are well-dressed, upright, big-brained gophers.
Brian Keating is going to be in Canmore, the Canmore Collegiate High School at 7:30 on Friday, October 16th for the presentation Going High. Tickets are $15 in advance or $18 at the door. You can get them in advance at Cafe Books here this week. It's all part of Wild, which is the rebranded Festival of Eagles. Brian, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
You bet.